For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese authorities have announced that poverty alleviation will remain a major task in China's next five-year development plan between 2016 and 2020. Hong Tianyun, deputy director of China's top office for poverty alleviation, made that announcement in Beijing. China has over 70 million people in the countryside living below the country's poverty line of 2,300 yuan in annual income as of the end of last year. Hong says it'll be challenging for China to achieve its goal of lifting all people out of poverty by 2020. Hong also notes Beijing will host the Global Poverty Reduction and Development Forum on Friday, at which President Xi Jinping will deliver a keynote speech. The defense ministers of 16 countries will attend the 6th Xiangshan Forum in Beijing from Friday to Sunday. The 16 countries include Malaysia, Cambodia, Philippines, and Indonesia. So far, 49 countries and four international organizations have confirmed their presence at the event. The forum was launched in 2006 and was held once every 2 years from 2006 to 2014. From this year, the event will be held annually. Police in eastern China are now investigating three people after an explosion at a restaurant killed 17 people in Anhui province on Saturday. The three include the owner of the restaurant, Zheng Baoping, his wife, and another person involved in the restaurant's operation. Police suspect Zheng was operating without a license. The fire and explosion occurred at noon on Saturday in the restaurant on Yangjia Alley, a popular snack street in the old town of Wuhu City. The people who were killed were diners at the restaurant. 14 of the 17 victims were students from two high schools. Officials say most of them died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Local tourism authorities are offering a 50% discount on tickets to the Mount Chimalongma base camp starting from November the 1st. The discounts will remain in effect until the end of March. Ticket prices for Mount Chimalongma, known as Mount Everest in the West, will be cut to 90 yuan, which is about $14. The base camp, which sits at an altitude of 5,200 meters, received 60,000 visitors last year. Hotels will also maintain low seasonal prices through the winter. The Chinese government's dispatched a team to Shanxi province to assess the drought situation and coordinate disaster relief. Disaster reduction authorities began a level 4 emergency response on Monday after reports of severe drought in central and northern parts of the province ongoing since June. The droughts affected more than 6 million people in 69 counties, with nearly 1.3 million hectares of crops impacted. Direct economic losses are estimated at more than $1 billion. Thailand's criminal court has issued an arrest warrant against former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat for failure to appear in court for a defamation case. The lawsuit was filed by Thailand's military, accusing the former leader of damaging the army's reputation while giving interviews in South Korea in May. The first hearing of this case was supposed to begin on Monday. Thaksin's lawyer told officials the former premier would not show up because he's living in exile. Thaksin chose to go into exile after a military coup in 2006 that toppled his government. Shortly after granting the interviews in South Korea, Thaksin's Thai passport was revoked on the grounds that he'd launched a verbal attack against the country. Preliminary results show that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has won re-election, his fifth term in office. Lukashenko took over 83% of the vote, while three other candidates each netted single-digit numbers. Leading challenger Tatiana Korotkovich finished second with less than 6% of the vote, though she'd been hoping for 20%. She was the first female presidential candidate in the country's history. According to the Central Election Committee, the turnout in the presidential election stood at 87%, with around 7 million people registered to vote. Up to five personnel of the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission have been killed following a helicopter crash in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The NATO mission says the coalition helicopter went down due to a non-hostile incident on October the 11th. Five other foreign soldiers were wounded in the incident. The statement gave neither the nationalities of the victims nor the details about the incident. It's the second air crash involving NATO forces in the country this year. On October the 2nd, a transport plane crashed in eastern Afghanistan, killing six U.S. soldiers and five civilian passengers. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.